We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Kansas has to eliminate their turnover issues.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Oklahoma has three guys who can score. Who picks up the slack after that? This could be an amazing run for Baylor.
Big 12 This Week is presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Also brought to you by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
And coming up on the show tonight, Dave Hunziker, the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. He's my guest. The State Fair of Texas officially announced yesterday it will not open for the 2020 season due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And so that leaves in doubt, obviously, Texas and Oklahoma. But the athletic directors are saying, not so fast. OUAD Joe Castiglione released a statement, quote, "We understand and respect the decision made by the State Fair of Texas. It was an extremely difficult one. Our hope remains we can play OU Texas at the Cotton Bowl, but obviously every aspect of our season requires constant monitoring and planning." And then Chris Del Conte, the AD at Texas, said the same thing. "Though we certainly respect and understand the decision, we fully anticipate that our annual Red River Showdown with Oklahoma will be played in the Cotton Bowl and are continuing to prepare for that." We'll see what happens. Not a done deal yet in terms of canceling it. And at least the ADs are open to getting that taken care of. Reveal Suits recognizes the shortage of personal protective equipment during this time, and they want to help. Their mission is to be impactful in everything that they do. And right now, it's bigger than selling suits. So they've worked with their suppliers. Reveal Suits can help produce N95 masks, disposable face masks, and medical isolation gowns in bulk. And they can ship it directly to you as quickly as 7 to 10 days. The disposable face masks, 75 cents each. N95 protective mask, $199 each. If you're interested, info at revealsuits.com. The richest contract in sports history belongs to a Texas Tech Red Raider. We'll get the hot takes from Patrick Mahomes next. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Truly an amazing situation where I'm surrounded by a lot of great people, a lot of great players, a lot of great just human beings who have supported me my entire career so far.
That is Patrick Mahomes, current Kansas City Chief. who is the youngest to win a Super Bowl MVP and regular season MVP. He has signed the richest sports deal in history. $500 million. Let's get to some of his hot takes here on Big 12 this week. Good for him. Absolutely good for him. Look, $500 million over the next 10 years. Actually, with his current deal, he'll be there for a dozen years in Kansas City. So all of that money, but he and the team obviously knew that there had to be some flexibility for this Chiefs team to be competitive while he was there. Because, listen, he's going to take his money, but he also wants to be competitive.
You don't want to be a guy that takes up all the money and then all of a sudden you're having to find different guys that will take cheaper deals. Cause I mean, those guys need to be rewarded as well. It's not about one person. And I truly believe that. I know the situation that I was brought into.
You know, one of the odd things about, I don't say odd, but it is when you look at these big sports deals, Patrick, after they won the Super Bowl, made it very clear he wanted to stay in Kansas City long-term. The team very public about it. They didn't use the public as a negotiating tool of, we'll wait and see what happens. I mean, they were both very honest. And Mahomes said there was a lot of trust, and that was important in getting this deal done.
There's trust amongst everybody. As much as I trust in them, they trust in me. And we were able to go out there and get this contract done the right way that not only gives me the security that I've always wanted, but also allows opportunity for the team to be great around me the entire duration of my career.
And so now you signed the big deal. You've had some success. You're going to be there for a while. That pressure has to be there. Patrick says, nah.
I don't think it raises the pressure, honestly. To me, the money never was the main objective. To me, it's all about going out there, winning football games and winning with your teammates and your brothers. That's what it was always about.
Well, I think it's only natural for us that we include Patrick Mahomes, the former Texas Tech Red Raider, in our Making It Look Natural segment, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. I'll go back to 2016. Now, it was a game they lost against Oklahoma, but Mahomes was spectacular, putting up 59 points against the Sooners, even in a loss. So here we go. Some highlights from Patrick Mahomes as a Texas Tech Red Raider.
Now from the pistol. Handoff Ward again. No, Mahomes kept it himself. He's going to take it around left end. Touchdown, Red Raiders. Throw deep right side for Davis. He's caught it. Did he get in the end zone? Yes, touchdown, Red Raiders. Mahomes had time. Now he's rolling to his left, getting chased. Going to throw to the end zone again. And it's Jonathan Giles that's got it. Touchdown, Red Raiders. Mahomes steps back, four-man rush. He's throwing deep again. And this time wide open for the catch and the touchdown, Red Raiders.
Brian Jensen on the calls. Patrick Mahomes as a Texas Tech Red Raider caught the eyes of the Kansas City Chiefs. They traded up. They got rid of draft picks. They knew they saw something special there. Patrick Mahomes making it look natural. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12. Meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new social distancing game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, is my guest next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
It's back. The return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com. Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today. Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Back on Big 12 This Week, I'm Bill Pollack. If you can't hear the show live, download it each week as a podcast. Go to Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, even Big12Sports.com. I saw a spot you can click on it there. So just search Big 12 This Week and subscribe. Dave Hunziker, the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, joining us. Dave, it's been a while since we caught up. I appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah, what month and day is it? Does anybody know what time it is even?
you know what? Yeah.
If you do, send me a message.
We were, and I think just because of the 4th of July, we were talking about it. My wife and I said, half the year is gone already. I mean, there's moments where it feels like it's dragged on, and then there's others where all of a sudden it's like, boy, we're halfway through the year already. So it's kind of strange on some aspects.
Odd.
Yeah.
Yes, my wife and I were discussing that as well, and honestly, it struck us, we couldn't believe it was the 4th of July already, and it's the passage of time during this has been bizarre. It, just as you said, sometimes it just drags on and on, other times it just flies by. It's very strange. There's so much that's strange about it.
Yes.
Oh, what a What a time.
I know. Well, we're all trying to navigate through it. Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. We'll get into the football team and what things look like in terms of X's and O's and personnel, and we'll do all that. I saw this, and I talked about it on last week's show. The Ivy League would consider moving their football schedule to the spring, and I'm sure other conferences have had these types of discussions. What would you think of that? Would you be in favor of that if it was either spring football or no football at all? And would there be any obstacles? Because I kind of like the idea, following up the Final Four and March Madness with spring football would be kind of neat. But are there any obstacles or anything that you think of that could, you know, cause that to be an issue?
The one thing that would come up, but I am confident they would work it out. And I, at this point, if what we're hearing about a vaccine turns out to be the case, and that perhaps we'll have one ready for mass distribution by perhaps the end of the year, if that's the case, then maybe playing football late winter, spring is a viable option and could end up being the best option. Again, we're speculating here. We don't know. You know, everything changes daily, so we might change our mind and think differently tomorrow. But any way to get the games in, and as you know, for the fans' sake, for the revenue's sake of athletic departments who would just be crushed without a football season. And the hard part, the one trick would be that I wanted to reference are the television contracts, because. If we were really fortunate and things were sort of getting back to normal early next year, and let's play out that best case scenario and hopeful scenario, you know, you've got the NBA, you will have Major League Baseball coming online, you've got golf with the Masters and things of that nature. So you would have to work around and figure out how to make all the television components come together. But could that be done? Oh, I think it could absolutely be done. The NFL draft is a concern. You might have some players drop out. There wasn't a story, and I can't remember who wrote it, that quoted an anonymous source that said the NFL was not really fired up about moving back the draft to help college football with the spring season. That no one was directly quoted, so I don't want to assume that you know, for sure that that's accurate. That would be their hurdle too, is the draft. But I think I don't think you can. And you know, another part of it too is, you know, can you play in the spring and then turn around and play the next fall? I think you would need to do some creative, you know, do some creative things to help with that. Maybe you limit the roster for the spring. Maybe you also liberalize even more the redshirt rule, where maybe a player could play a third of the snaps or 40% of the snaps in a season and still be redshirted. You'd have to do some creative things because you'd want to play again the next fall. But I think it could be done. And I think if it's the only way you can play, then it's something they would have to seriously consider. And you're hearing conference commissioners and administrators sort of start to talk about that just a little bit more recently.
Yeah. Oh, man, those are great points you bring up. All right, let's talk about the team here. A lot of people feeling like the Cowboys could not only compete but could win the Big 12 football title this year. And a lot of excitement based around quarterback, running back, wide receiver combination of Spencer Sanders, Chuba Hubbard, and Tylan Wallace, perhaps the best coming back here in 2020.
Yeah, it's an explosive group. I mean, all three of those guys are big-time playmakers, and they're big-time playmakers with their feet. I mean, Spencer Sanders is a solid passer, but his ability to run and extend plays and even scramble are lethal weapons. And then, of course, Wallace and Hubbard were arguably two of the very, very best at their positions in college football last year, especially before Wallace obviously was injured, missed the last month of the regular season. But yeah, those, you know, you've kind of got teams in a pickle. I mean, if you want to try to stop Tylan Wallace, you're probably going to have to offer some extra safety help or something to help a defender, a corner that may be covering him. Well, then it's just one less defender in the run game. So you've got him outnumbered for the run. If you try to do something to defend Chuba Hubbard more, that's at the expense of not being able to do anything extra against Tylan Wallace. And I don't think many teams, unless you have an outstanding corner, are too fired up about playing, you know, him one-on-one on the outside. And then if you have a running quarterback that you've got to be accounting for, that's a whole nother thing. As Coach Gundy has said many times, it's 11 on 11. You can only stop so many things and give extra attention to so many things, because every time you do, it's at the expense of something else. So you've got a real three-headed monster there. You've got three players that all really need extra attention from the defense, but they've only got 11 guys to play against your 11. So you got to make choices what you're going to stop, and you have to really get creative defensively and mix things up probably and try to create confusion. I think that's the only way you can go.
You know, Sanders' learning curve, made his share of mistakes, but and that would be expected. But just through natural progression, he's going to be better. What are some things that he will do this year that will make him so much better?
I think just understanding defenses, that's the natural progression that you referred to, is understanding more what he sees, you know, being able to stay. And as you get more comfortable and confident, then things don't get sped up. You don't get frazzled as much. You know, when you go out there and you're a young quarterback and you're not sure of exactly what you're seeing, and maybe you hold the ball too long, or you throw an interception, you know, that's pretty taxing mentally on a young guy. As you gain knowledge, you gain confidence. As you gain confidence, you gain effectiveness. And that's all part of the natural progression. So for him, just continuing to learn about defenses, which will assist his decision-making, which will assist his confidence, which will assist his overall mental presence as a quarterback, it all works together. And for him, I think that's the thing. He's incredibly athletic. I mean, he'll do freakish things that most quarterbacks can't do in terms of scrambling, being able to make plays out of the pocket. But just the overall learning thing for him, as is the case with just about every quarterback you'll run across, unless they have the last name Luck or Manning, then they seem to be able to do it from day one.
Yeah, we're going to talk, obviously, experience will help him. We'll talk about experience because Oklahoma State will bring a lot of that into 2020. Dave Hunziker is our guest on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, and we have more when we come back on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big 12 Radio at ticketsforless.com.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Big 12 this week can be heard on TuneIn under College Sports Now, and we continue our conversation with Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Some experience coming back. Obviously, we started talking about the big three on the offensive side. Defense comes back. It was, you know, kind of an average defense, but there's experience. And Dave, whenever we kick off, whether it's spring, fall, whatever happens, the experience, can you talk about how that could help a team as they make a run for the Big 12 title, given everything that we've gone through so far this spring and summer?
Well, you're basically looking at 10 starters back defensively, and that's enormous. And defense, you know, that was year two in Jim Knowles' system, you could see them getting better as the year went along. And, you know, they had some pretty darn solid games when Oklahoma State went on that run and, you know, went on the road and won at Iowa State, beat TCU in Stillwater. They had some pretty darn good performances. They were good on the road at West Virginia when you had to put Drew Brown out there to make his first start, and the defense had to sort of carry the day and win the game, which they did. So, you know, defense is so much about guys just sort of, it's a lot like playing quarterback. You got to have an understanding, especially those guys in the back end, whether you're safeties and linebackers, is just understanding and being able to work together as a unit. And I think it's huge. There will be some position changes. It sounds like they're going to move Jarek Bernard to corner, that's going to be the case. And they'll be moving Thomas Harper probably to the nickelback spot, so you'll see some personnel changes as we roll along here, but all for good reason. So the cohesiveness of a defensive unit is really important. These guys have played together now for a couple years, and that's usually when you're really, really good.
Let's go back to the offensive side of the ball. Chuba Hubbard was named to the first team offensive unit for the Walter Camp All-American Award. He received recognition in 2019. He's on the 2020 list, just one of 14 players to do that. He returns over 2,000 yards rushing, 21 touchdowns. People knew about him, but now you've had time to really kind of game plan against him. So, how big of a year could he have, or could this be a frustrating year where teams really focus in on what Chuba can do?
If you didn't have a running quarterback and Tylan Wallace on the outside, you'd really be concerned about that. You know, he had surgery in the offseason. Chuba played basically the entire year, and he wasn't 100%. He did all that, and he was not 100%. In fact, I would argue for the last 2 months of the season, he probably wasn't any better than 70%, and he still did all that he did. So I think, you know, he'll be the focal point to some extent, but how much of a focal point can he be with the other threats they have on offense? I think he'll have another good year. He's very explosive. He obviously can gain yards after contact. He's the entire package, and he's going to be healthy, which is huge, because again, last year he did all that and wasn't, for most of the year, probably even close to 100%. That tells you something about him.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. And then Tylan Wallace had the torn ACL. How does he play out in this health-wise? He doing okay, rehab, recovery, all that good stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so far so good. Everything seems to be progressing well with him, and so it'll be great to have him back. you know, and obviously we'll witness game action to give us a complete inclination and really just a pretty clear picture about where he is. But so far, it's been good for him. He's bounced back quickly, and I think he'll be ready to go.
Casey Dunn will run the offense, promoted to offensive coordinator, a longtime assistant. This season, I think it will be his 10th year. In fact, I think he recruited Wallace. What will he bring? Does he bring any different wrinkles, a different perspective to the offense?
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, I know Casey pretty well, having worked with him all these years. And, you know, he's very versed in obviously what Coach Gundy has done. But, you know, the one thing for him that I think benefits him is he's been around for several different coordinators, and many of whom are, you know, really, really good. I mean, you stop and think about it. You had first Dana Holgorsen. He was here with Dana. He was just here for the one season. He was here with Todd Monken, who has worked in the NFL. He was here with Mike Yurcich, who's now at the University of Texas and was at Ohio State. So, yeah, he's had a chance to work with some really, really good offensive coordinators, and Sean Gleason a year ago. So I think my guess is you'll kind of see some ideas and concepts that sort of point to all of those guys. But that's the one thing with him. And Coach Gundy is considered a tremendous offensive coach. So he's been exposed to a lot. He's really, really smart. And I know from visiting with him, he's excited to be in the chess match on game day. He's really excited to be a part of that.
Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, joining us on Big 12 this week. Late last week, Athletic Director Mike Holder held a Zoom conference call with reporters, and they did their own internal investigation, but they did some digging. They spoke with players about their relationship with Mike Gundy, and broad picture, the takeaway that Athletic Director Holder had was that the players wanted more personal communication, a little more one-on-one time with Coach Gundy, that they felt like they've kind of lost some of that. And I know he was questioned and pushed back and said, well, that's the job of a head coach. But I don't think people really realize everything that a head coach does at a college football program. And I really kind of call them a CEO. I mean, when you start thinking about all the other things besides just coaching football, that Gundy or any other head coach in college football has to do, can you maybe explain to our listeners what some of those responsibilities are? Because I don't know how they have enough hours in the day to manage everything that they need to oversee.
Well, you've got to manage your organization of dozens upon dozens of employees now. I mean, you've got all your full-time coaches, you've got analysts now, you've got graduate assistants, you've got video people, not only team video people helping with the internal game preparation, but now you have social media people and other external people that may work underneath you. You've got all the administrative assistants. I mean, you've got this huge organization of employees that you're supervising. Then you've also got the player roster of 120 or so that you're supervising that is under your command. You're helping, obviously, make sure the game plans are what they need to be. You've got the strength and conditioning staff that you're overseeing. You're the access to the public in terms of the spokesman for the team and handling all the media and public responsibilities. Obviously, you want to be in a situation where, and you'll see this, I would think, improve here, you know, where you're dealing with the players and helping them grow up into quality young men, which will eventually become great fathers and great husbands. And it's a lot. It's an enormous responsibility. Didn't even get into recruiting, and recruiting is something that takes up hours upon hours the entire year. It's a lot. It's a lot to juggle, and it's even bigger than it used to be.
Yeah. I mean, you look at an NFL team, as a head coach, you're overseeing 50 guys, twice as many for college football. And then you look at the number of different recruits you're targeting. And then, like you said, all of the other people and the alums. I just don't think people realize everything that a head coach does. And I think the positive to draw from that is I think Oklahoma State is making some great strides during an unprecedented time with relationship building and society building. It's really quite remarkable to see how things could have fallen apart quickly, between Coach Gundy and Chuba, but how quickly things have come together and at least seem to be moving in the right direction.
Well, I think that they are, and I think you will see things improve. And, as a head coach, here's the thing. In the NFL, you have a general manager, you have a player personnel director. In college football, the head coach is a general manager and the head coach and the player personnel director. And in the NFL, you've got an organization of people that are supervising all the employees outside of the coaches. And that's not true in college. I mean, you have an athletic director, but a football office obviously is a part of that with its own leader, and that's the head coach. So it's a totally different dynamic.
You and I earlier today, we went through a walkthrough as we get ready for the Madden Summer Challenge, the Big 12 Madden Summer Challenge presented by Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Have you been brushing up on your play-by-play for video games?
No, I did a game. We did the TBT game, the basketball tournament game on our network last Saturday, July 4th. So we are, I think, with about the first out of the gate to do any live sports broadcast on a college network since this started. So I did the game off a monitor. That's as far as I've gone. This is going to be interesting. So, I've got a little bit of work to do to get ready for that.
Now, we'll be doing the finals together, and I promise I will not step over your play-by-play. I will be just in the background. But I'm curious, though, what would warrant a goodnight Vienna call from you?
I don't think you can do that in a video game. That's like fine china. No offense to a video game. That's got to stay within the real game world. I'm only going to push this so far. It's just like your wedding china. You don't pull that out for lunch on Saturday, typically, if you're having ham sandwiches. And they're not saying the video game's a ham sandwich, but there are certain things that that will stay in on the shelf, only get pulled out for the real thing. No offense to the video games, but some things have to stay in the real world.
All right. No, I like that. Now, will we get a pistols firing if somebody picks the Cowboys? If they pick the Dallas Cowboys, is that part of the china?
That may need to stay in the barn, too.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So
I haven't decided on that one. That may need to stay in the barn, too. Decided on that, but that may need to stay in the barn.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I can see that. That's got to be just for OSU football. I mean, just the best of the best. So I get that.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. It's like the old saying. It's like your parents used to tell you, if it's Christmas every day, then Christmas doesn't mean anything anymore. So that's kind of the way I look at it.
That's going to be great. We're going to have a lot of fun. It'll be a great time. So maybe you'll come up with a new signature call. Maybe a new video call you'll come up with. So I'm excited.
That's there. Now you're talking.
Yeah. Whip that one out. That'd be great. Oh, man. Dave Hunziker, it's always great to visit with you. Voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Thanks again for your time and joining us here on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline.
Oh, everybody stay well. And first thing we got to do is make sure everybody's well. And then hopefully we can get back to some normal and play some sports soon. That's what we're hoping for. And if that happens, then that means we've made a lot of progress against this darn virus. So that would be a great win if we can make enough progress to see that happens.
Absolutely. More talk coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back.
The return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
Back on Big 12 this week. You can hear the show on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM on Thursday nights at 5 Eastern on channel 375. All right, I'm getting really excited about our Madden 20 Summer Challenge presented by Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. And joining me now is Chris Buckner, the CEO of Mainline, who's helping the Big 12 put together our big challenge. Welcome, Chris. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
All right. So registration, I think, closes on Friday. And the biggest rule is you have to be a student at a Big 12 school to sign up. We don't want any outsiders in this thing. We're keeping it just to Big 12 guys. What
That's
else?
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. What else should Big 12 students be aware of when signing up?
Yeah, absolutely. So, what we're looking for is, it's quite simple, the .edu. We check the system to make sure that you're a current student and student-athlete, either one is welcome. And this will be a Xbox One Madden tournament, single elimination. The game style is online standard, if you will. And it's a head-to-head competition, 4 5-minute quarters. And, I mean, it's all systems go. So we're extremely excited and to see already the kind of feedback and the number of teams that are registering is really exciting, because as you move through this, if you can imagine, you know, whether it's 10 teams from a single school or 40 teams, if you will, from a single school, as you start to move through the system and you work your way into like playoffs, if you will, and then into the finals, it's just going to be such a fun opportunity to see not only these students competing against one another, but maybe some student athletes, maybe some influential people at, you know, each one of these universities. So, you know, get in there, register now. Gameplay starts, at, like we said, next week, and then goes straight into the semifinals and the finals. But we are extremely excited and honored to be helping out with this initiative.
And Chris, I want to talk to you about your company Mainline here in just a moment, but I want some inside information from you for our Big 12 this week listeners only. Do you have any tips on Madden 20 that you can share, whether it's gameplay, philosophy? I was thinking about this, even like physically or mentally preparing to play, because there's a lot of games that are going to get crammed into this, or maybe the biggest mistake that online players will make. Just something for my listeners to give them an edge.
Sure. So, it's funny. I cut my chops on, I'm sure you remember, NCAA football 2014.
Oh, yeah.
Which was the last version of the NCAA. Yeah, that was the last version that came out 6 years ago. By the way, I still play that on a constant basis. But one of the big things I'll say is you're going to see student athletes that are playing in this alongside the students, if you will. And there's a lot of times that the athletes, you know, they're absolutely amazing athletes, and they might think to themselves, I got this. I know how this system works. Let's say it's a football player from one of the schools. He thinks, I know how this system works. I know how to read defenses, or the other way around. I know how to read an offense. And then you got this student, you know, from a random school who is just a total monster at Madden, coming in there and wrecking shop. So, you know, make sure you stay humble when you come into this competition, whether you're a student or student athlete, whoever you are. It's all about staying humble. And, you know, if you're talking about me, I am not the Madden pro. In fact, I would say I'm pretty darn terrible at Madden. But, you know, there's all the quintessential pieces to Madden that everybody, you know, they play, right? Whether it's man defense versus zone defense, whether it's four verts versus an extreme running game. The big thing is, don't overextend yourself on the game. It's when you start getting extremely, like, not desperate, but when you're doing engage eight, essentially, on the game where you're blitzing everybody, that's where you start to get in trouble, and you start to like feel like, okay, this is how I have to get back into the game. Just because you go down, you know, 7 points, 14 points, 17 points, it doesn't mean that you're out of the game, but you got to play smart, and you've got to make sure that you're not, you know, going overextending yourself, if you will, whether that's on offense or defense as you move into that area.
That's a great tip. That really is. That's dead on. Chris Buckner is the CEO.
I was just going to say, you know, it's funny. I say that, and a lot of people have different game styles. So I bet you there are people listening out there right now saying, that guy has no idea what he's talking about.
Chris Buckner is the CEO of Mainline, helping us with our Madden 20 Summer Challenge presented by Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda for Big 12 students to sign up. Where can they go and get signed up? I know you can go to Big12Sports.com. Are there other places?
That's right. So you can go to Big12Esports.Mainline.gg to register today. You can also find it on a lot of the school's social media accounts. They have individual school registration for those schools, but the directory page is Big12Esports.Mainline.gg. And for those of you out there that are maybe a little bit new, the .gg, I know it sounds weird compared to the .com, but obviously in the gaming world, that means good game. So, you know, we're hoping to see a lot of really good games, and especially as we start to move into the qualifiers are ending, you're moving to the semifinals and the finals, and now you're starting to see the broadcast elements behind this. I think it's just going to be a really fun event.
Esports, it's been big. It's becoming huge now on the college and university level. Young women and men are earning scholarships. And Mainline is at the forefront of setting up esports tournaments. Just talk a little bit about your company.
Sure. So, you know, what we aim to provide is a tournament software system that the schools can use to run sanctioned esports tournaments. And what I mean by that is we provide the school with a software system that's white labeled, meaning it looks and feels it's theirs. It actually is theirs. And this way they can start supporting their esports clubs and varsity programs if they do have it. And like you mentioned, you know, schools now are starting to give scholarships. And I think that this is just a really special way to start bringing even more attention. Listen, the collegiate esports scene is exploding right now. And all we're aiming to do on the Mainline side is be this piece of continuity from a back-end software perspective. And yes, we do run the end-to-end execution of these tournaments, everything from registration all the way to prize distributions if needed. But what we're really doing is, especially right now, I mean, look what's going on. We want to be safe. We want to keep distant, right? And so that's why we're doing remote production, for instance, instead of on-site. But more importantly, it's connecting the communities of these schools, even during the summer right now, right? Everybody wants to stay connected no matter what's going on. And so I think what the Big 12 is doing here is just an awesome opportunity to keep the students engaged and connected and fun. I mean, these are really – it's all about fun right now, right? This is not about, like, oh, I'm going to, you know, be the best varsity player ever that's going to make it through. No, this is about community first. So I think that this is a really, really cool time, and the Big 12 has done a great job, and we're just really – proud to support that from a software and management perspective.
We're hearing a lot about name, likeness, image. You talked about NCAA football 14. How close do you think we're getting to NCAA football and basketball back on gaming consoles?
I mean, you know, if you talk to the optimistic side of me, I'd say we're like a year away, right? Because with the release of obviously the PS5, there's going to need to be time to, now that the likeness has come into play, I think that there's just going to have to be some time to do the new console build out, right?
Yeah.
If you talk about the pessimistic side of me, it's either 3 years or no years type of thing. I think, you know, you're talking to maybe one of the most insanely obsessed people ever when it comes to that game, NCAA football specifically, because I was the guy that when I worked at an office job, if you will, where I was in a cubicle, essentially, one of my first jobs, I would actually take off the entire day when that new NCAA football came out. I'd actually take it off, and I'd play that game for 24 hours. And so for me, it's like an obsession. And so I am hoping so much, obviously, that it come back. I understand there's a lot of hurdles, and I totally get it when it comes to the likeness stuff. But the super selfish side of me is like, oh, just be like a year away. I mean, make that way I could take off next year, right? I could take off that day and relive essentially my early mid-20s again.
Absolutely. You young kids that are listening to Big 12 this week, you can download this as a podcast. And I tell you that because I want you to go, and the next time your mom or your dad rag on you for playing video games, you can say, no, wait a minute. Look, listen to Chris Buckner. This guy took off of work. He skipped work to play video games, and now he's the CEO of a company. So you can be successful. You're you're a role model in the gaming industry, Chris. Yeah.
I hope so. I mean, listen, the future is now. I mean, now they're giving away scholarships. All those people. My dad used to jump on me for playing Nintendo when I was a kid, and now I get to make fun of him. I take shots at him all the time. It works.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris, give the website one more time where Big 12 students can sign up for our Madden 20 Summer Challenge.
You bet. So the easiest place to go is big12esports.mainline.gg, and that will be the directory page. And from there, you'll see every single school in the Big 12. You can go to your school. You can sign up. We make it super easy. And again, I do want to – I'm looking at the site as we speak right now. I do want to give another shout-out to Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. You know, a partner like that, it's just such a huge opportunity for growing the collegiate esports space. And so I'm just so happy that they're involved with this deal, and it's a huge honor to work with the Big 12.
Chris Buckner, CEO of Mainline, thanks for taking time tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for letting me join.
And we've got more coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Back on Big 12 this week. TicketsForLess.com is a big sponsor here on the show, and we appreciate them. And when you go to TicketsForLess.com, they have a chance for you to win an autographed helmet from Patrick Mahomes to celebrate his record-breaking contract extension, a full-size helmet personally signed by Patrick Mahomes. Go to TicketsForLess.com. This is Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Big 12 this week has been presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.